Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two of the other disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." So they went out, got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing at the shore, but the disciples did not recognize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast your net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and they were not able to pull it in because of the number of the fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was clad lightly, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on the shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over, took the bread and gave it to them, in a like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus had revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
We continue to follow the risen Jesus in all of these days of his resurrection appearances, and he will be with the apostles and all over Israel for the next 40 days. And as we follow him, the events and the circumstances that surround his appearance is revelatory for us of the meaning of resurrection and how are we to respond. And so now they're on the Lake of Tiberias, also Sea of Galilee, the Lake of Galilee, Gennesaret, it's one and the same thing. It's the Sea of Galilee, the Lake of Galilee. And that's to the north of Jerusalem. And so we found the apostles in the Sea of Galilee, in the Lake of Tiberias, fishing. What's the significance of that? Well, all of them came from Galilee. That's their hometown. Except Judas, who came from Judah, from the south. All of them were from Galilee. And Galilee was the headquarters of the mission of Jesus. That's where he began his ministry. And so that's home to them. It is wonderful. It's interesting that at the moment when they were hurting, they went home. That's what the Lord instructed them to do. The Lord told Mary Magdalene, "Tell my brothers to meet me in Galilee," because the Lord knows their pain of losing their friend, of losing their leader. And so they went back home. And it's a wonderful image of the tenderness of the Lord on how he tends to our hurts and our pains. And he knows very well what ails us and what would console us like a good mother. So that's Jesus. And now they were up in the Lake of Tiberias, and so they went fishing. Now, it said that they were fishing, but there was no fish. And then Jesus appeared on the shore and asked, "Children, have you had any fish, any catch today?" And said, "No, we didn't." They did not recognize Jesus. Once again, that theme of Jesus being able to veil his resurrected appearance is evident here. There is something about the appearance of the resurrected Jesus that makes it difficult, if that's the right word, for his beloved apostles to recognize him. Although there is an insistence that it's the same body that was crucified. In fact, there were nails, there were nail marks. It's the same body, and yet it's difficult for them to recognize. That is very revelatory, that this body is no longer subjected to time and space, and so it's spiritual, it's glorious. We cannot describe how this body will look like, but that will be our body in the future as well. It's beautiful, it's transformed, it's transfigured. And so Jesus tells them, "Well, cast your net on the starboard, on the right side of the of your boat, and you will catch fish." And so they did. They had a lot of fish. And then John said, "It is the Lord." Why was John able to recognize that was the Lord on the shore who commanded them to fish in the manner they did? Well, John remembered the very same incident that happened and was reported in the Gospel of Luke, the initial calling of Peter. The same thing. They were out the whole night and they didn't catch any fish. And Jesus says, "Go out into the deep." And they caught so much fish. Jesus reminded them of their initial calling, of what they're supposed to be doing. So here in this incident, Jesus is saying, "May I remind you, Peter, and the rest of you, I called you to become fishers of men and women." So it's a calling back. It's a calling back to their original mission. And then when they came to the shore, there was Jesus barbecuing fish already and some bread. There's bread there. Another reminder of that incident back in Galilee when the Lord multiplied the bread. And then the Lord said, "Bring some of your catch." In the mission of the Messiah, we need to participate. That's why, "Bring some of your catch." And so they brought some of their catch. And interestingly, there was Saint Peter, who was almost naked. Well, why is he almost naked? Well, the fabric that they used back then is not the same as the fabric we have now. This is very light. Those are very heavy woven fabric. And so when it gets wet, it's going to be very heavy to move. And so they remove those things. And then when they saw it was Jesus, well, he put on something, you know, which a good reminder for us. When we meet the Lord, let's put something respectable. Not like you're going to Ralph's or Pavilion. You put something respectable. Okay, so they ran, and there was Jesus. There was Jesus, and Peter dragged this huge net that did not break, you know, with 156 fish in it. You know, so here John is trying to underline the leadership of Peter, the first pope. That when we are united with Peter, nothing will break. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church of the Lord. And so now Peter brought all of that in. So what can we glean from all of these wonderful retelling of the third appearance of the Lord? Well, for one thing, the resurrection of the Lord, the Easter celebration, is not meant for us to sit back and glory and how well we celebrated the Lenten season. I fasted, I gave alms, I prayed, I went to confession. How wonderful that is. I celebrated the Easter vigil gloriously and we had a wonderful Easter meal. Isn't that wonderful? That's great. The Lord has given to all of that to us as a gift. But then we must go out on a mission. Remember what the Lord has given you to do. To proclaim the good news of the Lord in the very lives that you led. Be that being a teacher, being a parent, a professional, a street sweeper. We proclaim the Lord because all of us has mission. That's the very essence. When the priest at the end of the Mass says, "Let us go forth," the Mass is ended. We go out and we proclaim the Lord in the mission that He has given us in our individual lives. Now, if you do not know what your mission is, your vocation is, pray today, Lord, show me and give me the mission that you want me to do. And when the Lord gives us a mission, remember, He always gives us the power and the grace to be able to complete it. And so, we praise the Lord for counting us worthy to share in His ministry and to proclaim the message of salvation to all the world and to be a light unto the world as well.